truth. Every time something happens, we're so glad to be alive, and mm-hmm. then we all pull together to get those things that we lost. Okay, now right. we got to talk about all the cars and the clothes and
something
the memorandum.
Something good comes out of something so tragic.
Yeah, but we always do. We always jump in and go, hey, come to my house and sleep. Exactly. I got food for you. We got clothes.
Definitely.
I mean, it's always the good.
All I can say is Reno's hitting the national news a little too often lately.
Yes.
Washoe County good Animal point. Control took 15 pets. They had everybody could claim their pets by 11 o'clock. Did you find anything, any updates there?
Yeah. There's an update on the at the city's site.
They had a 10 a.m. Press conference,
they're
and I watched
placing,
that.
They're
and
placing placards on affected homes. The red placard means not safe to enter, and a yellow placard means you may enter with extreme caution.
So, still stay out of the area if you don't live in the
right.
in the area.
Yeah, they don't want gawkers up there.
Well, people sometimes aren't just gawkers. They also want to help. They rush to see if there's something they can do.
They've got tips for how to inventory your home when you get back there. So
well,
I guess that's
I
for the
that's
insurance
good.
Company.
What's that website?
Here's something, too.
It's at reno.gov, and on the front page, you'll see a place to get to the Coughlin Fire.
Colin Ranch Fire. Oh, how long have you been here?
Didn't we just say we weren't going to correct each other like
how
that?
How long have you been here in Nevada? Too. How long have you been here in Nevada?
You two are fun.
That was my problem, too, when I first got on the radio here. It was like, Coughlin.
How do you say that?
Because it's coughing, you know. Yeah, so there's lots of tips on the website. Just fire. Google fire. Mm-hmm. And Living with Fire has all kinds of things they put up. What to do, even if your house has burnt down, they have tips and things that you can go through. I did have a whole list there, but you know we won't spend all of our time doing that. But Living with Fire, if you go to that website, they will tell you what you can do, where you can go. Hmm. And our prayers are with all of you. I had a few of my friends that had to evacuate.
So when I'm sitting in my office at home, I'm looking right across the valley and looking at the it's amazing how much of that those foothills are charred black now. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that thing could have jumped and been on your neck of the woods any time.
Oh, so easy.
No.
With those yes.
It would have had to go through the center of
well,
Reno
look,
first.
Well, it's happened before,
has
and it?
It
was, you know, all that dry grass and everything, it did follow that. But with the winds the way they were. The flying embers. Anything of wood. I mean, that tells you about the shakes on your house. I mean, this is going to.
Sure.
And I'm going to ask you, how many remotes have I done at Parks and Recs? Inviting everybody to bring their juniper bushes.
Oh.
How many? I have done so many, I can't even tell you in the last
why?
5
huh.
years. They are fuel.
Oh, yes.
One little ember, boom.
Yeah, it's bad, no.
Yes, and they proved it because well, there was a house there that said there were sparks flying everywhere and everything seemed to be okay, and then boom, one hit her juniper bush.
And it went up.
Set it in a blaze. And the yeah. house is next.
To validate that, where we live up in Galena, we have junipers all over there, and the fire chiefs come there occasionally and say, you have to start weeding this out. And that.
You have
and
to, yeah.
Junipers are awful for that.
They are fuel. They're
they
beautiful
fuel.
Plants,
okay,
but
I don't, still don't get it. Why
hot.
Were you in the park telling people to bring them?
Well, we do it every
trying
year.
Trying to burn down the park?
No.
What are you
that's
talking about?
That's the question, though.
Here's what it is every year, the wildfire people, even UNR, they're Living with Fire program, does a remote and asks the community to come out and tells them, we'll get rid of your juniper bushes. Bring them for free. Bring your old stuff. Make that excess that you need around your house for fire prevention.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that they put in the mind of the community over and over for the last
it's
5
smart.
Years.
It's
and a lot
smart.
Of people have. And a lot of worse things could have happened.
Okay, I see what you're
because
saying.
Because of that.
You were getting rid of them.
But now's the time, yes. And you know, they smell good and they're plants and they've been here for a long time and they give you good wall and they give you some privacy if they would say, but they're not good. They are so flammable.
Oh yeah,
they are just, you hit them and they're mm-hmm. fuel. We should find out some kind of energy. I bet we could do something with juniper bushes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Burn them suckers.
We're on
you
a roll.
Probably fuel half the city with them. Okay, so is that all the updates we have? People
that's
can get back in there
say,
with their ID
yeah.
and there's the Colin Ranch Fire Center. You can call anytime. I'll give you the number. You can dial 211 or 337-5800. They don't return the calls, but you can also go to reno.gov/Colin
right. That's where I
Colin
am right
Fire.
Now.
Is that where you are?
Yep.
Okay. So we love it. And the Red Cross is taking donations. Anything you can do. Pepper Mill stepped right up. $29 for a room, and you can have your pets
so
in there.
So did the Sienna.
Yeah, the Sienna.
Well, the Sienna started with $49. We're going to lower our price to $49 a night.
I looked over.
Well, it was $49.
They
I looked
got
over
down
my,
to free.
I looked over my sweetie, and I went, well, $49. Go $20. I mean,
yeah.
They ended up giving them the
they
way
did.
The rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Which
bless
is one
them.
Of,
bless
what
them.
I mean. Everybody steps up. Bless you, Sienna. Bless you, Peppermill. All of you. I'm sure the Atlantis did too.
I've got a living room couch, $50.
Sean's mouth.
One night.
Sean's in on this.
Oh, what a generous
no
man he
cats.
Is.
See, you're one of those that just cashes in on tragedy, aren't you?
A lot of what I heard yesterday, too, is people calling 911 for information on the fire. Not that they were affected at all, but they flooded the 911 lines just to find out what was going on. And that's why they, you know, went on the air with call 211 or the other number you gave to, the 337 number.
5800, yeah.
Yeah, they try to get people to call that because people are just flooding the 911 lines without actual emergencies, too.
Hey, you know what else is kind of cool? They kind of got a chance to try out that 911 reverse call.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Yeah,
well,
that?
I had a home phone. I got rid of it since because just too many phones. You got a home phone, you got two in your pocket, you got one, you know. So I got rid of it. But there's a box that you can get from the cable company that it's a reversal. It's a 911 box. And when there's anything going on, they call you. They have your number. It's a
really?
In this computer. It's a little computer that sits on your desk.
Hmm.
And they can they call you. 911.
Where do you get
and
that?
Also, if you call 911 and you hang up and they don't get you don't answer, they can find your address through that box. It's really actually,
yeah, sounds
it's not
a little
quite
bit
Big
creepy.
Brother. I know.
A little Big Brother.
It always does. It feels a little Big Brother-ish, but when you have something like this going on and they call you and say, get out,
mm-hmm.
you say, hey.
Where did you
move.
Get that, Jay?
Charter. Cable. Charter
oh.
has it.
Huh.
I'm, not really I'm not promoting
we don't really
Charter.
Need,
sorry.
We don't really need that anymore.
Not promoting them.
Well, that's very clear, yes.
I own half a Charter like we all do.
No, I don't. I don't own half a Charter anymore.
You don't? You gave it up? I've done that before. 4 o'clock in the morning, I go, cancel me! Cancel me!
Yes. Oh,
I own DirecTV.
Several times. Do you?
Yeah.
Are you promoting DirecTV?
No.
Well, they don't have a box, a 911 reversal box.
No, they don't, but...
Yeah, which I think is really cool. And maybe cool. maybe Alert ID. Maybe there's... I mean, there's a way. There's things are happening to protect us.
We don't need that thing anymore because we have the new national emergency system. Obama can pick up the red phone and tell you about the Coughlin Ranch fire.
And where... Coughlin. And where is that going to come through to us? Where? Up?
On anything. It's supposed to come across on your internet, on your TV, on your radio.
Your
this
butt,
is President Obama.
Your butt
don't worry
just,
about the smoke.
Your butt just starts vibrating. Go to the red phone. Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought it was a good deal, and I thought they did a good job, and hey to our heroes.
Everybody came together yesterday, didn't they?
They just stepped up to the plate, and they did, and I was just so worried for all those firefighters when they were showing the wind blowing and the... scary.
No kidding. The
and
video
only,
on the news networks.
What I heard was only one firefighter a little injured. There were about 41 people going to Renown for smoke inhalation because, you know, asthma and stuff. The smoke was very heavy in some areas. We were fine. Thank God for the
us too.
Wind, you know, that blew it away from us.
Yes.
But not a whole lot of incidents. I mean, yeah, some people's houses.
Somebody
burned.
Died,
help
right?
them out. One person, yeah, the man
one
with
man.
A heart attack.
Heart attack. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
trying
a shame?
Trying to get out. Yeah, that was a shame.
I mean, it's just like the worst time to have a heart attack because, of course, all the emergency lines are full and the emergency vehicles are busy. And
mm-hmm. I'm not even going to get into that because I could think of something, but I'm not going to say it.
Are you sure you don't want
I
to?
I don't think it's that bad of a time.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Because everybody's around? Is that what you're saying?
Oh. Hmm. Never mind.
You can go
it's
there.
As good as any. I mean, it's as good as any. It's as good as any to just say, okay, you know.
Well, a lot of the Facebook posts, if you've been reading, have been saying, you know, I just come to believe and understand that it's not monetary, it's not materialistic things that are important.
Yeah, well, people don't realize that until they've lost them all.
Yeah, <right. laughs>
they're
no,
glad to be alive,
but
and then they're going,
I
how
mean.
Am I going to get this back? I can't
why didn't I take the big screen TV when I left? I
can't watch The Simpsons now. Yeah, I know.
You you're making
your...
fun of me.
No,
no honey. No, no, no. But it is
but
true.
But you understand what
bit.
I'm saying?
Well, yeah, yeah. That's what people realize. People realize that it's people who are important.
Yeah.
But it takes something like this, doesn't it? I'm going to go home and weed out all my clothes.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be bags and bags and bags. But I'm going to give them to the Red Cross. I mean, it's a good thing.
Good deal.
And reading the RGJ online yesterday, too, the stories of the fire, there's a couple of cynical people that thought, well, they're just getting paid to do their job anyways. Why are we applauding the firefighters and the policemen when that's what we pay them for anyway. So they were being, you know, negative about the whole story too.
I'd like to get a hold of one of them.
Yeah, let's get them.
Of course, they're anonymous when they're on there, so they can't, you know, they're not going to say it to your face. Yeah.
This is Danny Denim. Well, it blew everybody's denim day. Friday was denim day. They were, you know, collecting things for children and coats, and everybody was in their denim for the rodeo.
The rodeo association.
Yeah, and it sort of outshadowed everything.
The rodeo is starting?
Yeah, the rodeo collects denim, and it's a denim day, and they collect all kinds of things for,
it's not
for children.
Time for the rodeo,
but yeah, the rodeo is constantly doing something.
Okay, gotcha.
They're year round. They're year round.
I'm
doing
with you
stuff.
Now.
Okay, good.
Got nothing to do with
glad
Coughlin.
You're here with me. Oh, don't move to the area. You're with Broadview. JP's here. Amy's here. We got more to talk about when we come back. Thank you.
...1270 The Buzz.
Press 1 if you are having trouble posting a job to our online job site.
Okay.
Press 5 if you're calling between 9 and 10 a.m. on a Wednesday or Tuesday. 6 for all other times except Thursday.
We're RenoHelpWanted.com, the job site where you can talk to an actual living customer service person whenever you need.
You are the next caller in line.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye.
Ugh.
RenoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Miss Natalie is a very practical kindergarten teacher.
Okay, children, in front of you is a circular saw with a diamond carbide blade. Kindergartners, put on your goggles, turn on your saw.
Jimmy, saw pointed down, please.
Miss Natalie learned that there are many jobs for electricians, plumbers, truck drivers, all kinds of tradespeople at RenoHelpWanted.com.
Katie, stop that before someone loses a limb. Snack time!
We have jobs for all kinds of people. RenoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
When you're injured, call Rick Salvatore at Hardy Law Group for a free consultation. You may be entitled to lost wages, medical bills, and other compensation. Call Rich Salvatore at Hardy Law Group, 786-5800, 786-5800.
Granite Construction Supply and Sign Shop is a proud sponsor of San Francisco 49ers on 1270 The Buzz.
Granite Construction Supply and Sign Shop provides rental equipment, supplies, and full in-house sign fabrication services under one roof. Whether you specialize in event planning, real estate, property management, traffic control, maintenance, or construction, Granite Construction Supply and Sign Shop can help. Their staff has over 50 years combined experience in providing safety, traffic control, and signage support to Northern Nevada and the Lake Tahoe region. Delivery and special order services are also available from safety apparel, towing accessories, environmental products, banners, decals, hand tools, pneumatic equipment, pumps, concrete finishing supplies and equipment, lighting, generators, and more. Granite Construction Supply and Sign Shop is your one stop for the custom signage, tools, supplies, and support you need to get the job done right.
For more information, log on to graniteconstructionsupply.com or stop by the showroom, 1055 Glendale Avenue in Sparks. Open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Granite Construction Supply and Sign Shop. Stop by and see for yourself.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back, and welcome to my co-host, JP, today. And Amy's in here with us. We're just kind of chatting about the weekly news. We were talking about the fires here, and our hearts go out to all here in Northern Nevada. And yeah, we made national news with that. Another thing in national news, of course, the Wall Street occupying people.
Oh, it gets worse and worse.
Well, the judge ruled against Occupy Wall Street encampment. Finally, New York judge has upheld the city's dismantling of the Occupy Wall Street encampment, saying that the protesters' First Amendment rights don't entitle them to camp out indefinitely in the plaza. I mean, this doesn't include homesteading.
Do we really need a judge to tell us this?
Well, yes, you do, because they're down there and the police are trying to clear them out, and they're saying this is my right. And yes, we do. We do need, and it's been peaceful, which is a good, maybe not quite peaceful, but
what?
Yeah, not quite peaceful, but it's happening, and now it has. Supreme Court Justice Michael Stallman Tuesday denied a motion for the demonstrators seeking to be allowed back into the park with their tents and their sleeping bags. And the homeless are really upset about this.
No.
Police cleared out the protesters.
There's a rivalry between the homeless and the Occupy protesters.
Police cleared out the protesters in a nighttime sweep. Of course, they do it at night while you're on guard or having happy hour. The judge upheld the city's effective eviction of the protesters after an emergency appeal from the National Lawyers Guild.
Speaking of happy hour.
I'm surprised at that because lawyers are going to have some work after
did
this.
Did you see the mother of four children from Florida who abandoned her children to go occupy New York?
Oh, was arrested?
Well, I heard something about that.
Yeah, they got her.
She didn't leave her, left him with her sister or something, or did she just leave him in the house?
With her father. I mean, she's married.
Oh, okay.
And she's sleeping in a tent with some 30-year-old waiter.
Well, why shouldn't she be able
but
to
she
if she
says
wants
it's
to?
Just platonic. Well, so she's not having that happy hour you were talking about.
Well, they might be having a happy hour, but it might not be that physical.
Mm-hmm.
Down in the wood alcohol. The protesters have been camped out in privately owned Zuccotti Park since mid-September. Can you believe it's been that long now? And, of course, Mayor Bloomfield said that he ordered the sweep because health and safety conditions, that it's becoming intolerable. And I believe it. I mean,
lice, scabies.
Yeah. And some things going on. I mean, there's some crime stuff going on in there. I mean, you got to get a lock for your tent.
Some perversions going on as well.
Nearby STD clinic was overwhelmed by new patients.
Good Lord.
I'm telling you. Do I sound like I'm down on the Occupy protesters?
They're passing out.
JP.
Yes, I am.
I'm with you.
They're passing out penicillin now.
Yeah,
oh my
they
goodness.
Are.
Well, not to mention the cold,
left
you guys.
Right.
It's going to be getting cold.
Oh, who cares about that?
Sleep in the tent when it's freaking 20 degrees.
That's when it matters.
It's crazy.
You're talking about New York, right?
Yeah, Sean.
Because you said Bloomfield, now Bloomberg.
How many correctors can I have here? Bloomfield, Bloomington.
Well, I want to make sure you're talking about New York. That's all. Maybe there's another Bloom.
Bloomingtons is when I think Bloom.
They had to clear them out of the park.
Thank you for correcting me, Sean.
Either that or hover a helicopter over the park and spray penicillin down.
Yeah, that's what they said about Agent Orange. Look out.
And some DDT for the lice and the scabies.
Well, here's something. Hundreds of Muslims took advantage of this. Hundreds of Muslims prayed in Lower Manhattan Park, marched to the New York police headquarters Friday to protest a decade of police infiltrating mosques and spying on Muslim neighborhoods. It was the first organized opposition to the NYPD's intelligence tactics since an Associated Press investigation revealed widespread spying programs that documented every aspect of Muslims' life in New York. Police infiltrated mosques, student groups, plainclothes officers cataloged Middle Eastern restaurants and their clientele. Is this profiling? Analysts built databases on the Arab cab drivers and monitored Muslims who changed their names. Is that all good?
Sounds like common sense to me. Hey, when you're in World War II, did we look at Germans? I think we did.
Mm-hmm. And are we looking at some of the Latinos now? Mm-hmm. Well, and other groups. I mean, yeah, we're just...
What exactly were they protesting?
They were protesting that the police have been infiltrating their mosques and spying on their neighborhoods.
Okay.
It was very peaceful. Following the prayer service, the Muslims joined about 50 of the Occupy Wall Street demonstrators. They crowded the sidewalk. They said, "We're here too." Short walk to the large police headquarters building known as One Police Plaza. Wow.
What?
Wow.
What?
What is it?
That's Law and Order. That's where they are.
All right.
That's where they are.
So now you're really
into the
story.
One Police Plaza. They stayed only briefly, chanting for Police Commissioner Ray Kelly to oust the decision to do that.
Played by Tom Selleck, right?
Yeah. And then they returned to Foley Square. The owner of Brooklyn Printing Shop, Mohammed Mahmoud, said that he knew several people who had been approached by NYPD officers trying to recruit them as informants. Documents obtained by the AP also show that police monitored even those Muslims who decried terrorism and partnered with the government to prevent violence.
Okay, let's just put this in perspective.
Yeah, I knew you would put it in perspective for
us. We know that they're recruiting suicide bombers from the mosques in the United States and Great Britain and other European countries, and they're